I'm really excited about this one, and it's a long time since I've been excited about joining a program. But you must remember, I've worked with these laureates before. President Darius, over the years, has become a dear friend, and I worked with him on the disarmament issues, Muhammad Yunus on the banking issue, and my beloved Arab sister. I mean, and we're from four different, completely different areas of the world, but each of us individually has handled situations of violence in exactly the same way, combating it with nonviolence. Every single one of us has achieved that. You know, we talk about peace as though it's something that's just going to fall out of the sky. That is so completely illogical. Before you can make a peaceful world, number one, we have to have a world that has much more justice in it. The banking systems, the weather programs, the things that are happening in our world which are destroying us. Those real issues can be tackled on a daily basis, but it's not a... There's no fix. There's no... We can fix it immediately. We've got to change our world. And part of this new development with the FAO, I want so badly to have a really strong, working, passionate, involved association that will move things. I'm not going to be sitting at the FAO like a dumb old lady. We've got to come together now in one joint voice. One of the greatest negotiators I've ever sat at a table with has been President Darius. He's a consummate gentleman. His intellect is superb. And there's no greater man in the world to lead something like this. I would like him to be in charge, maybe just because of the fact he's disarmed four countries, you know? He has that on his record. And so I think we're going to be great together. I really do, because I have such deep respect for Professor Yunus as well. You know, he makes millionaires out of beggars, you know. He entrepreneurs with €15 or $15. I mean, he showed by example that can be done.